everybody. Thanks for joining us on Code Chat. My name is Jeremy Foster, and as always, you can find me online, codefoster.com, and on Twitter, at codefoster. And I'm here with Patrick. Patrick also works at Microsoft, and I met him at a local JavaScript meetup. JavaScript's a language we all know and love.
Yes, very much so.
Don't all know it, don't all love it. I guess that's not entirely true, but... anyway, we met at this local meetup, and Patrick said, "Hey, I've got a really cool JavaScript library or JavaScript."
It's an implementation of a library. Yeah,
there you go. That I'd like to show off. And I said, "Hey, it has something to do with JavaScript and command line." Mm-hmm. And that's about all I know so far, but that's all I really need. So I'm sold.
Cool.
Why don't you go ahead and show us what kind of coolness you've got?
My name's Patrick. I work at Microsoft, but I'm also a maintainer for Modernizer, the feature detection library that's pretty popular on the web. And we recently redid our website, and when redoing our website, we did it in React, and I use the command line a lot, so I thought it'd be fun to try and see what else I can mess with React. And I ended up finding a library called React Blessed, which is a it's a implementation of React that allows you to render UI for the command line.
And now, what do you mean an implementation of React?
About a year ago, Facebook created or announced a thing called React Native, which allowed you to create iOS apps or Android apps using the same React code, like JSX and everything else that you used to write. And it's different from something like... any of the other frameworks that have come before that allow you to sort of use a web view to create a native app. This actually is real native code iOS Cocoa apps just rendered with this. This is the same thing. It allows you to take React code and output to a, in this case, it's a Blessed, which is a terminal, it's a node library that creates terminal applications.
Wonderful. Okay, that clears it up. So what would a person normally, even if they weren't using this React component, what if they were using Blessed, what might they create with Blessed?
So Blessed is really popular for stuff like dashboards. If you worked at I used to be a sysop, and that was we used something like Blessed to create a big dashboard with a TV that tells you your server health or stuff like that.
A UI or a command line?
It's through the command line. It's on there, but it'll have graphing charts of everything over time. So it was creating a UI for the command line in a lot of ways.
All right.
Because it was so easy to just log into any server and get that information rather than have headless. It was a lot of Linux computers, so we didn't have the graphical interface.
Right.
So, yeah. So I created this thing called Modernizer Blessed. It's still sort of a work in progress, but it's something that's a lot of fun. So I can just fire it up. And it looks very similar to the Modernizer website, the download page, and it's fully interacting. You can click on whatever items you want, and you get the updates over here. You can get your options. You can filter down, and it will live update all the features that are available. And then once you hit build, you can copy to clipboard, and it will copy that build output. It will copy that to your clipboard. So here's the minified build. I can even one of the options is we have the ability to open on CodePen if you wanted to test it. So I can
love CodePen.
Yeah, it's great, and it will. This demo apparently broke. The demo gods are not shining on me today. Let me try it one more time. So if you select your items, and then you can go into build and hit CodePen, and so this is using CodePen's API that allows you to use an HTTP post to send all the code up, and it automatically generates one for you. Unfortunately, it's not working at the moment. So
no, that happens.
It was working. It is work, I promise.
Now this this UI at the command line, this ability to move your cursor around and click on things, that's a feature of what? This library or Blessed underneath or the command line in general?
So the answer is kind of yes to everything.
Okay.
There's pieces at every level. There's at the very, very bottom of Blessed is a thing called curses, or rather, Blessed is an implementation of this thing called curses. Mm-hmm. Curses is very old. It was implemented in BSD 4, so back in the really early 90s, 25, 30 years ago. And that allows you to have a mouse interaction with the command line, where it'll actually, like, you'll notice that I can click on things and little X's come up.
Yeah.
And that's what gives that. Blessed makes it, gives that a nice node wrapper around that sort of an interface, and gives it a asynchronous callback. The same kind of interface you would use with any node module you get with Blessed.
Okay, now correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like we're seeing one of the huge advantages of Node here, where the work in this is done on other platforms.
Yes.
But since it's Node, we get to just use this on Windows. We can use this on Mac.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, that's the great thing. I'm a polyglot when it comes to operating systems. I run OS X, Linux, and Windows, and this just works everywhere without me having to do anything. There's a couple of little features that are specific to OS X's terminal or PowerShell that one platform might not get, but the other one does. But in general, 99% of this works everywhere, and it's one of the, again, one of the great parts for Node that
it
offers.
What would you say then are the differentiators between something like Node and something like the .NET framework or the Java Virtual Machine?
Sure.
Do you think that Node is kind of a framework or a runtime?
So for me, for one, it's just a lot more fun to write for.
Right.
JVM has a lot of the boilerplate and stuff, and it's getting a lot more, especially with all the work that Microsoft has done with the abstraction away from OS stuff that they did for. I'm sorry, it's.
Are you thinking of .NET Core?
No, for Node.
Oh, I see.
It's their V8, not V8.
Node Chakra.
No, Node Chakra is wonderful, but it's LibUI is what
LibUI,
it's called.
LibUI, there you go.
Yeah, it's their it is their implementation of OS details. So rather than calling specific things on OS X or Linux, it's another C-level library that abstracts things out and can be created for each platform.
Okay.
Because of the work with that, it allows you, that's kind of similar to the JVM in the sense that it works everywhere. You don't really have to worry about it, and that's wonderful. It's not terribly comparable necessarily to the examples, though. It's great in the sense that you don't have to worry about it, and it pretty much runs everywhere in that sense, but it's a bit higher level, I would say, than some of the...
It's interesting. It's like it used to... We used to not have it works anywhere.
Exactly.
And then we saw Java and
and
this method of creating a virtual machine that basically says, if you take this gigantic dependency, it'll work anywhere.
Yes.
And .NET, same philosophy. And now we're moving more toward a still works anywhere, but it's because it's just a C library with no dependencies.
Exactly.
And you can take it anywhere you want. All the platforms are going to run it. And now all of this stuff in C is going to be mapped up into the language of your choice.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a wonderful place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something that I think is becoming a lot more common on the front-end world. Node made that common. SAS, the CSS framework, went originally in Ruby. It's being rewritten in C. And so now it can be implemented in any language. You don't have to import Ruby in order to use SAS anymore.
Right.
You can just use C. And that's something that I think is a lot more common. Our tooling game is really stepping up.
It might also be somewhat of the expectations of the development team.
Yes.
I was recently on Code Chat here interviewing Matt Podosaki from the guy that works on RxJS. And when he's talking about all the different frameworks, that all the different languages that Reactive Extensions is implemented in, it's really impressive. I mean, it's this gigantic suite of languages. So it's like pretty much the same library written in all these languages. Because the expectation is, this: if this thing's going to be successful, it's going to have to be consumable by all of these different developers.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so many different ways that, with Rx as well, it's great for certain things in Python, it's great for certain things in Ruby, it's great for certain things in C#. It's really shows different strengths in different areas, so it's wonderful to be able to have access to it in different platforms.
Okay, so a question back to this about Modernizer Blessed. What's the advantage of having this at the command line as opposed to just being able to go to the website?
Almost
the exact same thing.
You can definitely go to the website. One of the cool things about this, Modernizer has been implemented as a Node package, so you can do something like, let me go up to the Modernizer platform. I can do just like a bin Modernizer and say feature flags, ambient light, output, food.js, of course. And do that. And there we go. And now we have a Modernizer file. Okay, and now we have a Modernizer file, and it's the ambient light that we have, and that gives you the whole thing. And that's there, and it's useful. When working with a lot of UI a lot of developers that I've worked with, especially that don't necessarily have a lot of JavaScript background, they're not necessarily as comfortable with the command line as they would be the website.
Right.
And so this was, the team and I, the Modernizer team and I, were kind of brainstorming different ways where we can sort of introduce the command line more to these developers as it can be really useful. And so we took this React app that we made that was pretty straightforward for most of the people we showed and just created a way to do it. So it's not necessarily superior in any way. It's just a different way to consume it. And we thought a fun way to show off what the command line is actually capable of.
So it's maybe the same advantages as any other reason why I choose the command line, which is that When I'm at the command line, everything's consistent. It all happens in the terminal. It's completely scriptable. It's completely predictable and testable and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that I'm a huge fan of. I write all my code in Vim. I live in the terminal. And it's great to be able to show off that it's not just some, you know, just piped text or something. There's all kinds of crazy things you can do with it that can make you way more productive.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I'm not sure if I'm Vim extreme. I know I'm not Vim extreme, but...
Sure, I am.
So the Modernizer, what's the best way for developers to... Get involved with this or use this. What are some action items that they can take?
Yeah, absolutely. So this specific code, Modernizer Blessed, isn't public yet. Hopefully it will be by the time you're watching this. It has some rough edges that we're trying to smooth out still. The best thing that you could do probably is just check out React Blessed and the other React native extensions and you know, just make some cool stuff. We're in such a wonderful exploratory period right now with all the tools that have been created from React. You're really able to test the boundaries as far as what can be created easily on almost any platform.
Okay.
So, yeah, dive in and check it out. If you want to get involved in Modernizer, we have all kinds of issues that you guys can help out with.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Our team's very welcoming. If you've never done a pull request, if you barely know JavaScript, that's fine. We'd love to help and we'd love to teach. So please come on board. Check it out.
I always tell people that's one really good way to learn. You know, here they are online, checking out videos, trying to come up to speed on JavaScript and whatever.
Yeah.
And I get the question a lot. Actually, one of the most common questions I get is, it's kind of a, I've seen all these videos, but how do I tie it all together? How do I really advance? And I tell them, just get involved. Because without a practical application, if it's all in theory, you're really not going to be able to figure out the unified story. But as soon as you have a story, as soon as you have something to complete, now you've got the real problems that you've got to climb on top of them. If they join a team like Modernizer, they're going to be on the same team as someone like you, who they can just say, hey, how would you do this?
Yeah, absolutely. We've mentored people before. We'd love to do so more. It's great. You know, don't be afraid to make stuff that is terrible, because I've made way more than you ever probably will be, you know, that's just the code is awful and you throw it away, but you learned, and that's the best part. So please, just start building websites and making cool stuff.
What else might they use React Native? Like, you used React Native here to create a command line.
Yeah.
Product, essentially. Absolutely. What else might they use React Native for, and how do they get started with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So React Native is more of a concept than a specific library.
Okay.
This falls under a React Native extension for Blessed in this case. You can make React Native iOS apps, Android apps, pretty much anything someone's made, anything that has some kind of a custom UI, someone's made something for. There isn't one for Windows Phone yet, so if anybody wants to make that, but. There's a lot of different options. If that's something I'm currently working on, my first iOS app, I don't understand Objective-C at all. My brain doesn't work that way, but I can write a lot of JavaScript-like syntax and be able to create something like that. So it's if you're more interested in that, Facebook has wonderful documentation. Just Google or Bing React Native, and you'll get all kinds of great documentation on that. You can make a lot of really cool stuff with that. A lot of native apps, iPad apps. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Anything else you want to add about any of these?
No. Please reach out to the Modernizer team if you're interested. Otherwise, make some cool stuff, guys.
All right. I'll put some of the notes from today in the show notes at the bottom. Thanks for tuning into Code Chat today, and hope to see you next time.